Blog Talk Radio.
You good, T-Money?
We're watching a mass master of war.
Nigga, look, count me out. I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing down names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit. The game is off balance, I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it. You all on my dick, I'm all in my bag, it's hard as it get. I do not throw powder, I might take a sip, I might hit the blunt, but I'm liable to trip. I ain't popping no pill, but you do as you wish. I roll with some fiends, I love them to death. I got a few mil, but not all of them rich. What good is the bread if my niggas is broke? What good is first class? My niggas can't sit. That's my next mission. That's why I can't quit. Just like LeBron, get my niggas more chips. Just put the rollie right back on my wrist. This watch came from Drizzy. He gave me a gift. Back when the rap game was praying like this. To act like two legends cannot coexist. But I never beef with a nigga for nothing. If I smoke a rapper, it's gonna be legit. It won't be for clout. It won't be for fame. It won't be cause my shit ain't selling the same. It won't be to sell you my latest little sneakers. It won't be cause some niggas slid in my lane. Everything grows. The depth and the change. I love you little niggas. I'm glad that you came. I hope that you scrape every dollar you came. I hope you know money won't erase the pain. To the OGs, I'm thanking you now. Was watching you when you was paving the ground. I copied your cadence, I mirrored your style. I studied the greats, I'm the greatest right now. Fuck if you feel me, you ain't got a choice. I ain't do no promo, still made all that noise. This shit gon' be different, I set my intentions. I promise to slap all that hate out your voice. Niggas been counting me out, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing their names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit, the game is off balance, I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it, you all on my dick. I just poured something in my cup, I've been wanting something I can feel, promise I am never letting up. Money in your palms will make you real. Put it on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a fuck. Pistol in your hand will make you real.
Driving them, we're walking in the sky with some shooters. We jump inside of the Buick. You dug a half in the Rugers. A couple choppers acoustic and a guitar and the music. It's I'm alive and I use it. Get stuck inside of the cubics. I never lie, but the truth is I'm fucking tired of these losers. And all my life want to poop when it's summer time and the juice. But I'd rather die than to lose it. Some matter time for a loser. Then strategize with the movement. Walk in the trap like a boss. Oh, you know I'm dripping with the stars. Oh, pretty with a face full of stars. All they did was build me up, try to take me apart. They ain't never want to celebrate. Like you have a label called a doctor. Heard a chopper make him do the Macarena. All you niggas through this candy chocolate chip. An hour later, Jolly Rancher stick a bubble gum and watermelon flavor. Get the paper on the corner. I heard you niggas got the juice, but I got Corona. Got a little Spanish bitch, I call him Maricona. Jordan Lucas, bitch, I'm hotter than the fucking sauna. Yeah, I make you niggas celebrate. All you new niggas don't do it for me, look. Bitch, and the professor, you a student to me, what? There's a lot of shades on, like you cooler than me, wait. All we do is win, you a loser to me. Rappers wanna talk about battle me. You can give me neck with a mouth full of cavities. Bunch of little niggas try grabbing me. 5'5", boy, you niggas like having me. You don't wanna see the other side of me. Hard to make them happy, all these bitches stay mad at me. I just might take her out to Applebee's. Give a long dick and a strawberry.
I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money in your palms will make you rich. Put it on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a fuck. Pistol in your hand will make you rich.
Every bubbling while you mumbling. What you utter, stop stuttering. What you spin, let me double it. Lime green, robbery, two twins, call them doublemen. If all you pussy niggas my kids, I'm in trouble then. Shut up or I spank you for acting up. Now I'm waking up in Cabana, bitch is bad as fuck. Ain't all gorillas don't want bananas, that's your chain is tough. You wiggity whack with the strap, you cross Chris, make you jump. I crisscross with the pump, ain't no bricks in the trunk. Leave that shit for the chump, I still get what I want. Don't wanna believe in my mind, but you believe in my dump. I'm taking a knee for my side, could give a fuck by the owners. Nigga, look in my eyes, you about to give me my bonus. And every motherfucking record that's a hit, I record it. And every motherfucking snitch up in this shit, they report it. You paid your way for this fade, they can't even afford. 75 mil, look at me now.
Celebrate.
And all these bad bitches can't keep their feet down.
Celebrate.
You don't really wanna see brown. Need to stop all that shit talking, put the seat down. Jonah, I don't really feel these niggas. Hold up, I ain't gotta pay to kill these niggas. Time is money, need to fuck around and build these niggas. Vet, so I'm finna goodwill these niggas. I'ma kill these niggas, I should grill these niggas. Take Flex, Fresh Prince, Uncle Phil these niggas. Oh shit, I'm the shit, you can smell me, nigga. Break ribs, yeah, you don't want a real beef, nigga. I say, after I'm a nigga, wanna tear apart the big and hold you acting like a pig, you fucking filthy, nigga. Now the police tryna lock me in the prison, said I'm guilty, I think.
Come and kill me, nigga.
I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something.
much smoke, need oxygen. Free up money, that's not to spare. All gold bottles, that toxic air. Standing on the couch, me and my accomplices. Pop a bottle, spot the bitch. Get the bitch, got the bitch. Streets wanna know when you dropping there. Police wanna know how you got your six. Niggas on the side hate to watch the shit. See you on top, so they throw rocks and shit. Never once really with the talking shit. Me, I just went and got a pot to piss. Upgrade diamonds on my watch and shit. Pictures on the wall at my offices. AC colder than my Compton, bitch. Talking that, you don't even need a condom shit. Look, I'm really on some baller shit. On some rich nigga, I ain't gotta call you shit. On some fuck with me if you love shit. Everybody in my circle get spoiled shit. Really started in the soil shit. Crowns on the wrist, that's royal shit. Look.
I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money in your palm will make you rich. Put it on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about this, so I don't give a fuck. Pistol in your hand, no
I'm dead in the middle of two generations. I'm little bro and big bro all at once. Just left the lab with young 21 Savage. I'm about to go on me, jigger for lunch. Had a long talk with the young nigga Kodak. Reminded me of young niggas from Ville. Straight out the project, no faking, just honest. I wish that he had more guidance for real. Too many niggas in a cycle of jail. Spending their birthdays inside of a cell. We coming from a long bloodline of trauma. We raised by our mamas, Lord, we gotta heal. We hurting our sisters, the babies as well. We killing our brothers, they poison the well. Distorted self-image, we settled the fair. I'ma make sure that the real gon' prevail, nigga.
I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money in your palm will make you rich. Put it on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a fuck. Pistol in your hand don't make you
a big money, big booty, bitches tell the truth, nigga, I'm lost about it. Seven figures for a headline, you want some stage time, we can talk about it. Niggas acting like baby rapping like nice on the mic, truly doubt it. Go against the kid, y'all don't wanna live, that decision is hella childish. Rose gold for my old hoes, they ain't satisfied, then I sit them down. 10th grade, I gave her all shade, but now she got some ass, I won't hit it down. I don't lease, I just call out feet. I put a blue caprice on Gary Coleman. Bomb head, that's some cheese eggs, that's a new raise and a signing bonus.
Falling this bitch like some good pussy, can't stand myself. So good, she so hood, she a cheesehead. Patty Mel, GED with some EBTs, EBTs, that shit was hatching. She reeled me in with some chicken wings and some collard greens, that shit was racked. Just cracked me a new bitch, was a new nut on a nigga's jersey. My bitch got off at 9 o'clock, so I had to shake around 7:30. 105, I'm stumping fast with these big guns, I'm feeling dirty. Get caught with this shit, I ain't coming home till like 20:30.
I got big money, big booty bitches, man, that shit gon' be definite. Big problems, I must admit it, man, that shit gon' be definite. Big dreams, no superstition, man, that shit gon' be definite. I pray to a C note, my mama gave up hope, I can't stand myself. I just bought a new coat, I might go broke, I can't stand myself. I just might ban myself, I just might.
Can't stand myself.
Watching a master
myself. I can't stand myself.
I just might
stand myself.
I just might.
Money in your palm will make you real.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's your girl at Lady Flame 11, Hype Mike Radio. Got that boy Jason Weaver on the line. What up, Kay? What's good with you?
You already know we're in the building, man, ready for the show.
All right, y'all heard it first. All right, Mr. Weaver is in the building. Let me go ahead and cue you in. Hype Mike Radio, what's good?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing out there?
Good, man. Hello? Really good, like extra good.
Good. Thank y'all for having me on the show. I appreciate it. I see y'all really been, you know what I'm saying, making people aware of the fact that I was coming on today. So thank y'all for going so hard with just raising the awareness about the interview and presenting a platform for me this afternoon just to, you know, talk with y'all and chop it up with y'all's audience. So I appreciate it.
Hey, man, appreciate you, man. Like, real talk. It's a pleasure to have you actually tuning in and in the building with us, man. And on Hype Mike Radio, man, it's your boy K, the producer, a.k.a. Crazy K, to let you know. And, yeah, man, we got a couple questions for you. Just want to see what's going on with you, man. Like, real talk, man. Like, you good peoples, man. So everybody want to know what's going on.
I appreciate it, K. Thank you, K. I appreciate it, dog. Yeah, when y'all... When Shan reached out to me, and I believe you might have reached out to me too, man, via DM. You know, I always jump at the chance, man, to communicate and chop it up with my people, man. So again, thank you, man. Like y'all ask away, ask whatever questions y'all have. I'm here.
All right, I'm gonna start it off right here, man. You know, cause you know I go back with you, man, from like the '90s, man. You know, so. Mm-hmm. I want to know, like, really what's good with the music first, man. Like, what's good with the music? Like, you got anything coming out? Like, you know,
I'm working on something right now. I have a number of producers that I'm actually developing some stuff with right now as far as some music where I can release a 6-song EP. Probably will be at the top of the year, but I'm definitely going to be releasing a single before that EP comes out. I don't know. It all depends on like scheduling because I'm working out here in Los Angeles right now. But depending upon that, like those dates, I got a dope ass song that The Dream and Tricky produced and wrote for me that I'm actually going to be recording in the next week or so. So I'm thinking once I record that, I'm going to immediately, like, put that out, you know, to the street so that people can get a feel of what the overall project will be like. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to be releasing some new music because people have been asking me about it. I'll be honest, like, I've really for the past, I don't know, past, like, 3-4 years, I've been focusing a lot of my energy and time into these projects that I'm currently producing. So a lot of just my creative energy and all of that and focus was being placed into there. And I think just as of recently, especially with the resurgence and reemergence, so to speak, of The Lion King and people really finding out more about like my direct involvement with that behind the scenes as far as the music, you know, it kind of just raised awareness about that and raised a certain level of curiosity to where people want to hear it. So no, I'm working on it, and I'm doing it in a way where it's like it's coming from me directly. Like there's no middleman involved, there's no label, there's no suits telling me how to tell my story. Like I'm really strategically putting, you know, a body of work together that really represents who I truly am as an artist and as a human being. And I'm thankful. I'm very fortunate to have access to people like Tricky Stewart and Dream and a ton of talented other producers. My man Focus, who does a lot of work with Aftermath. Like I have a lot of producers within reach that I've been, you know, chopping it up with and building as far as making sure I can present a good body of work to y'all. So I'm excited about it, and I look forward to presenting it to y'all really soon, and I hope y'all like it.
I'm sure they will, man. Like real talk, you know. That leads to my next question. Everything you said in the last piece, it leads to my next question. I'm sure other people want to know too, man. Like, are you the same way in person on your film?
I mean, when I play characters in the films that I've been in, what I try to do as an actor is try to inject as much personality into that character as I can that's relatable. And a lot of the times what I'll do is I will actually be imitating someone that I actually know that's close to me, and I'll place them in that character. I'll take bits and pieces of their personality and inject it into the character to breathe life into it. Because if I tried to play myself, I would come across like myself, and I wouldn't, you know, come across like a character. And as an actor, I always try to raise the bar by presenting, you know, a different side of my natural God-given ability. So therefore, with me doing that, I definitely have to use sources or references that I can draw from that will allow me to portray that character in the most realistic and relatable way possible. So there are pieces of my personality that I may throw in a character every once in a while, but for the most part, those characters are based off of people that I actually know.
Okay. So all right, I'm gonna end you out with this as far as mm-hmm. me for right now. You know what I'm saying? As long as you know, tune in, that's you know. But so what would you say you like better, the movie or film? Period. You know, TVs and or movies. You know, I mean, TV series or movies or music. Like, if you could pick one, what would you pick?
I mean, that's the thing, though. It's like, being that I'm that kind of an artist, I'm just a creative person in general. That's what God has blessed me with. He's blessed me with just a creative spirit. So whatever I'm allowed to do at that time, where I'm able to utilize that gift that I was given and to be able to express myself and connect with people, then that's that moment at that time. And that's what I live for. Like, that's what attracts me to, you know, being in the entertainment industry, is being able to use the talents that I've been given to build a connection with people, a real connection with people, and to entertain people. So again, if I'm doing that through a song, if I'm able to do that through a song, great. If I'm able to do that through a television show or a character that I'm portraying, great. If I'm able to do that, you know what I'm saying, from a film or if I'm on stage, great. But anytime that I'm just given the opportunity to showcase my talent and entertain and connect with people, that's what it's all about for me. So I honestly don't have like a favorite or a preference. What I just prefer is working and being able to connect with people and earn a decent paycheck at the end of the day too. I could take care of my family.
Hey, you dope, man. That's dope. That's definitely dope, man. Like, I would put that in the top 10 category, top 5 shit, you know what I'm saying, category of like, you know, commendable people, you know what I mean? That's a good thing, man. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Kay. Hey, man, I appreciate you too, man, in the kind words and you know, all the support that you've shown me throughout the years, bro. Like, it means a lot. I say this in some of the recent interviews that I've done, but just to reiterate, like, I really do appreciate these opportunities to connect with all of y'all and to talk with everyone who has, you know, been behind me and rooting for me and praying for me and checking out my work. So, like, what you saying that, man, and what you enjoying what I've been blessed to be able to do and to present as far as my talent, man, you're appreciated, brother. Thank you, man. Appreciate you, Kay.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you, like, for real, man. Appreciate you always, man.
That's what's up.
Shan, you got any questions for me? What's up, Shan?
What's going on with you? Now, you know, you know, you got a lot of fans out there. You know, you got a lot of artists out there, actors, singers, and all of that. So what advice would you give them to go ahead and get started in the game and have longevity such as you? Because you've been out for a minute. So what advice would you give them?
Well, the one piece of advice that I would always give people upon entering this game, whether you come into it young or whether you come into it, you know, at a little bit on in years or at a more mature age, the first thing I say is come into this with the spirit of just really wanting to be creative and do good work. Don't come into it like with the spirit of you just want to get famous and you just want to get rich and that's all it's about for you. Like, because if you come into it with that kind of mentality or that kind of spirit, you won't have longevity, because what is driving you, you know what I'm saying, what is driving you is something that's like superficial, you know what I'm saying? It really doesn't matter at the end of the day, because you're going to have your high seasons and you're going to have your low seasons. And a lot of the times, like, in those low seasons, is when you really dig deep and find something within yourself creatively that you had never explored before, that you'll ultimately like get into, and that will allow you to reposition yourself or represent yourself to the public and represent yourself in a way to where you can maintain that longevity. So a lot of the times, if you're coming into the game with just a superficial mindset and spirit behind it, when you do hit the low point, 9 times out of 10, that's when you'll fade off into the distance because you didn't come into it with the right spirit and the right heart and the right intentions from the very beginning. So a lot of the time, yeah. I mean, that's a good thing too, because that weeds out like all the fake, you know, well, I wouldn't say fake, but those who aren't as committed. So that leaves a lot more room for us who truly are, that really do want the job and really do want to work. So, but at the same time, you know, for those that are really, really, you know, down for it and that are really passionate about it, always keep that at the forefront of your mind, is that you're coming into this to be an artist. And it's not just about the fame and the money. The fame and, you know, the money that you get and acquire along the way is just kind of the icing on the cake. But the cake and the joy is actually being creative and connecting with people and being able to, like, utilize those gifts that you have to say and connect in a real way with people. So that's like the true cake. And then the icing is the paper and the money and all of that. But, you know, everybody knows that icing doesn't fill you up. It's the cake is what fills you up. So that's what I would always, like, just tell people, you know what I'm saying, like, come into it from that standpoint, and then, you know, just be willing to work hard. You know, just because you're striving to get somewhere doesn't mean that you have to compromise your morals or your dignity, you know what I'm saying, and what you stand for. Like, I tell people that all the time. Like, a lot of people feel like in order to get to the top that you got to compromise that in some kind of way, and you don't necessarily have to, you know what I'm saying? It may be a longer journey, you know, it may be an even more like difficult journey or tumultuous journey in a sense, because, you know, you're standing for something or you're standing on the side of righteousness, and there's a lot of wicked people in this industry. But, you know, what I've learned, man, at least from my journey, is that if you're moving in the right way, God is going to always find some kind of way to take care of you, and you can always stay in the mix. So that's the one thing. That's another thing that I would tell people, is like, don't compromise who you are and your morals and your integrity just for the sake of trying to get some fame or trying to make a quick buck, you know what I'm saying? And just because you're trying to get hot or you're trying to be relevant, because when that hot button turns off or that relevant meter goes down, you still going to have to look at yourself in the mirror at the end of the day. And if you can't look at yourself in the mirror at the end of the day based on some decisions that you made in the pursuit of, like, fame and fortune, you're going to really hate yourself. And that's when a lot of people have a tendency to kind of, you know, lean more towards substances and other different things like that to fill that void, to fill that hole. So that's what I would tell people. Like, the second thing I would tell people, and, you know, the last and final thing that I would tell people that's really, really important, is understand that this is a marathon and not a sprint. And everybody's journey is different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that you're less talented than the next person, or that doesn't mean that you don't got what it takes. It just means that that person, their particular journey, their preparedness met that right opportunity for them, and that the stars aligned and it worked out for them. But that doesn't mean that it can't work out for you. It just may work out at a later time. But in the meantime, celebrate everybody's blessings. Be happy for everybody when you see them succeeding and being able to live out your dreams, and the universe or God will return that in your favor, because they see, because it sees that your heart is in the right place. But you'll eventually get there, and that's all I really got to say about that. That's the best advice that I can give people as far as being in this business.
Hey, that's the best advice, period, right there. Yeah, y'all heard that first. Y'all got to have love for this game, man. For real, for real. So I guess let the people know where can they find you, to check on your album, tour date, all of that good stuff. Social media, website, the whole mat.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody that, you know, really wants to check to see what I'm up to, like, regarding projects that I'm releasing, regarding when the single is going to come out and when, like, I'll be doing performance dates and stuff like that. Right now, you can just simply follow me on my Instagram, on my Twitter, and that both of those handles are the same, and that is It's Jason Weaver, I-T-S Jason Weaver. I'm always on there, you know what I'm saying, engaging with people and having conversations and just giving people, like, a feel for who I truly and genuinely am as a person and as a man and, you know, my background and, you know, the things that I like. So I really use those tools to try to have, like, really sincere and intelligent and cool conversation with my fans and even with people that may not be that familiar with my work. So all of that being said, you guys can check that for, you know, that kind of interaction and banter. And you can also, you know, just check on there when I'm, like, you know, promoting something and making people aware of what's next. And speaking of which, I should put this out there. There are two projects that I'm really, really excited about that I'm co-producing. There two of them are animated projects. The first one is called a project called Team Supreme. It's created by my good friend and business partner, Joshua Leonard. Joshua Leonard is a brilliant artist and animator. He's a brother originally from Miami, Florida, I believe, and now resides in Atlanta, Georgia. And he created this beautiful project based around kids who could identify with special needs and disabilities. And those special needs and disabilities are turned into superpowers via their doctor and teacher who kind of, like, works alongside with them, you know, to treat them and their special needs and their disabilities. And, man, it's a beautiful piece of work that I'm very proud and honored to be associated with because it represents a demographic and a community that I just personally feel is underserved and underrepresented, which is the people with disabilities and special needs. And so this project is going to give not only us an opportunity to share beautiful stories based around those kids with disabilities and special needs, but it's also going to give those kids an opportunity to identify with heroes that they normally, you know, that they probably wouldn't be able to really identify with like that from your regular DC or, like, Marvel Comics characters.
Right.
So this is the first, you know, cartoon and project of its kind that's really going to speak directly to that audience and that demographic and hopefully serve to bridge a gap between those who can't identify with disabilities, with having disabilities, and those who can't. So Lena Waithe and her team at Hillman Grad have been gracious enough to walk alongside with us in this journey and co-produce this project, and we're currently in development at Hillman Grad Productions with them for this project. So you guys be on the lookout for that. And I also have another animated series that I'm currently co-producing alongside with Antonio Lee Jr., Kyle Parker, and Dantley Wyatt, a.k.a. Prowler Man. It's an animated series called The Secret Society that we currently have positioned at Comedy Central and that we're developing there. And Secret Society is basically just a cartoon. It's kind of like a hybrid between, like, Family Guy and The Sopranos. And we, like, play on, you know, conspiracy theories and just all the different stuff. And, like, we touch on the Illuminati and make fun of that and, you know, we throw jabs at everybody. It's really, really clever. It's really, really funny. It was originally created by Antonio Lee Jr., L.A. Reid's son, and Kyle Parker. And they were gracious enough, alongside with Mr. Dantley Wyatt, they were gracious enough to allow me to move the property around. I was able to take it over to my cousin Mark Stewart and Judy Stewart, which in turn they were able to take it over to Geneva Wasserman at Condé Nast Pictures, and she put together the package for us, and we took it to Comedy Central, and now we're there working on that. So both of those projects should be out at some point next year. I would probably say mid next year. I'd say like around April, May, June. So be on the lookout for those projects as well, y'all.
All right. Now, we got a couple of callers on the line. Oh, man, you got a lot going on. But I want to take the time to get to these callers real quick because they've been holding. So we're going to take a couple of calls real quick. You got 205.
Okay.
Hi, Mike Radio was good. Number 205-434. Next caller, 864-320, what's good? Six one nine, what's good with you? All right. Well, they are shy, but we appreciate you coming to the show most definitely. Make sure y'all go ahead and follow those projects. We appreciate it so very much. Yes, sir.
No, I appreciate y'all. And once again, you know, I appreciate everybody out there, you know, who has supported my work throughout the years, everybody that continues to support my work. Like, honestly, I really don't take it for granted, man. Like, you know, every interaction and engagement that I have on social media with people, you know, especially the ones that are positive, like, I really, really, really appreciate that. Yeah, y'all just continue to look out for your boy, look out for those projects, continue to pray for me, and I'll continue to pray for y'all. But thank y'all over here at Hype Mike for just allowing me the opportunity to chop it up with y'all, and continued success to y'all and everything that you guys got going on. All
right, continued success to you. Yeah.
Cool. And I'll talk to y'all later.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm wrapping up. I'm on my way. You need anything?
Just you.
No need for alterations. Front lines and altercations. No blurred lines, just salty faces. When we link to try our patience, that's fine. Don't want nothing easy. Talking sleazy, acting greasy. Make me work for it just so it's easy. What shall I do with you? To you, through you, who you? Yes, you, baby. Them hating on me ain't nothing new. Just do us or they'll make you crazy. It comes with the territory. Some just must prepare for it. Lovers love is what we do. Haters hate what's your story. Tell these niggas I'ma get mine, get it? Y'all ain't shit and I'm just fine with it. Don't be mad cause I'm living my vida loca. Me high, just ride with it. Modo to with me high in it. I don't care if the pain gets only 5 minutes. I'ma get mine, get it? Yeah, I'ma get mine. If I get it, then we get it. Cause if I did it, then we did it. Out there from the jump, still there when we funk. Giving you the world at the bare minimum. Need me, got me, here I come. Need some, got some, get you some. You want them, I'll get you them. You can have what you want, baby. Had me the plus one, then a plus two. My plus one had a plus one too. Shit got messy quickly, so I had to find something else to do. Got back with the old damn crew, but the old damn crew had a plus one too. Glad we have what we have, cause I had me a plus one, now I have you. You my rock, I'm the hard place. So you gotta be tough when the going gets rough. For life will pass like a car chase. Don't bring bullshit home, it's our place. I've seen the light, but sometimes it gets hard to see in a dark place. Keep the faith of the enemy, will indeed proceed to lead you to the wrong place. Hooked up at a hard pace, then paced ourselves for a long race. Got a taste for the good life, like could life be like Burger King, have it our way. Got really, really into the idea of us, like yup, just sit right here. This ain't never gonna stop till it does. If it does, just start it back up. Had me a plus one, then a plus two. My plus one one, had a plus one too. Shit got messy quickly, so I had to find something else to do. Got back with the old damn crew, but the whole damn crew had a plus one too. Glad we have what we have, cause I had me a plus one, now I have you. Plus ones when you ain't got one, so you get you one just to have you some fun. Fun runs out and the doubt kicks in, now you're wondering what this bullshit about. Moving up means moving out, moving on, I'm gone, I can do without your bullshit. I don't need this, I'm grown, you're juvenile. Bye. Single again, time to mingle again. No plus one me, I'm Dolo. Till it's time for me to lay a princess and call me Han Solo. I remember when I seen you on the go-go. First glance, everything turned slow-mo. First game, hey, then game, uh-oh. You falling kinda fast, big O. Not that fast, that's classic, oh. Take my time and make it last. Find out just how fast it go. Say pause. We off, we on. Can't do without you, so won't be without you not too long. Never seen a you before, never met a me before. What we have is everlasting, meaning now to evermore. I promise to give you everything that you need and more. Tell me what you need is yours, just me. Sure. Had me a plus one and a plus two. Yeah. My plus one had a plus one too. Yeah. Shit got messy quickly, so I had to find something else to do. Got back with the old damn crew, but the whole damn crew had a plus one too. What? Glad we have what we have, cause I had me a plus one, now I have you.
You're a genius, you're digging me? Never had another like you, baby, I'ma show you. Tipping that too, baby, nothing, baby, they gon' tell us. You're only be fragile and all them other guys are jealous. I'm flexing, I love the ball. I told you we taking off. See, this be that murder scene. Got that Bentley truck, that ain't be hurting me. All this day like we fresh out of surgery. Try that cool light, boy, now you just purchased me. Popping fly shit, talking that Jimmy Choo. Use a ride, I'm talking to 52. I done flooded and flooded and rolling. Seem like Tony Braxton, not like Michael Jackson. Baby girl, you be bad for me. We be flexing and style like we supposed to do. Hide a cop, you left Bentley, so fuck the coup. I've been standing in that kitchen like chicken soup. Use a ride, I fuck with Da Vinci too. I've been cooking and fried like a pumpkin bean. Drop a 50 like that, that ain't nothing to me. Baby, baby, won't you please tell him? Never had another like you, baby, I'ma show you. Never had another like you, baby, I'ma show you. Tipping that too, baby, nothing, baby, they gon' tell us. You're only be fragile and all them other guys are jealous. I'm flexing that letter ball. I told you we taking off. See, this be that murder scene. Got that Bentley truck, that ain't be hurting me. We gon' kill him, I promise to tell the truth. Just a Gucci, that Prada shit, not my boo. Booyah, booyah, we chasing that cheddar tooth. We ain't can't stop, but we can, yeah. Got that purple soda in my cup. Got 100 bottles, like what's up. Catch 100 bottles for your love. Got enough of paper by the club. I done bought the goons, bought the chopper too. We done put the fire with the chopper too. I love the stars in the rose. Try that bitch, keep the control. We ain't poppin' but the fly shit. Shawty love me like a sidekick.
I love
never had another like you, baby, I'ma show you.
I love
you
too.
Never had another like you, baby, I'ma show you.
I love you too.
Tipping that too, baby, nothing, baby, they gon' tell us. You're only be frigid and all them other guys are jealous. I'm flexing that letter ball. I told you we taking off. See, this be that murder scene. Got that Bentley truck, that ain't be hurting me.
Never had another like you, baby, I'ma show you. Never had another like you, baby, I'ma show you.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Y'all already know what it is. Hype Mike Radio, that was Paper and Tony Braxton featuring Young Greatness. Rest in peace, Young Greatness. Want to thank Jason Weaver for stopping by. The boy K in the building. Y'all make sure y'all tune in next week. Y'all already know what it is. Until next time, keep rocking.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm wrapping up. I'm on my way. You need anything?
Just you.
No need for alterations. Front lines and altercations. No blurred lines, just salty faces. When we link to try our patience, that's fine. Don't want nothing easy. Talking sleazy, acting greasy. Make me work for it just so it's easy. What shall I do with you? To you, through you, who you? Yes, you, baby. Them hating on me ain't nothing new. Just do us or they'll make you crazy. It comes with the territory. Some just must prepare for it. Lovers love, it's what we do. Haters hate, what's your story? Tell these niggas I'ma get mine, get it? Y'all ain't shit and I'm just fine with it. Don't be mad cause I'm living my vida loca. Me high, just ride with it. Modo to it, me high in it. I don't care if the pain you get. It's only 5 minutes. I'ma get mine, get it? Yeah, I'ma get mine. If I get it, then we get it. Cause if I did it, then we did it. Up there from the jump, still there when we funk. Giving you the world, it's a bare minimum. Need me, got me, here I come. Need some, got some, get you some. You want them, I'll get you them. You can have what you want, baby. Have
had me the plus one and a plus two. My plus one had a plus one too. Shit got messy quickly, so I had to find something else to do. Got back with the old damn crew, but the whole damn crew had a plus one too. Glad we have what we have, cause I had me a plus one, now I have you. You my rock, I'm the hard place. So you gotta be tough when the going gets rough. For life will pass like a car chase. Don't bring bullshit home, it's our place. I've seen the light, but sometimes it gets hard to see in a dark place. Keep the faith of the enemy, will indeed proceed to lead you to the wrong place. Hooked up at a hard pace, then paced ourselves for a long race. Got a taste for the good life, like could life be like Burger King, have it our way. Got really, really into the idea of us, like yup, just sit right here. This ain't never gonna stop till it does. If it does, just start it back up. Had me the plus one and a plus two. My plus one had a plus one too. Shit got messy quickly, so I had to find something else to do. Got back with the old damn crew, but the whole damn crew had a plus one too. Glad we have what we have, cause I had me a plus one, now I have you. Plus ones when you ain't got one, so you get you one just to have you some fun. Fun runs out and the doubt kicks in, now you're wondering what this bullshit about. Moving up means moving out, moving on, I'm gone, I can do it out. Your bullshit, I don't need this, I'm grown, you're juvenile. Bye. Single again, time to mingle again. No plus one me, I'm Dolo. Till it's time for me to lay a princess, then call me Han Solo. I remember when I seen you on the go-go. First glance, everything turned slow-mo. First game, hi, then game, ha, then game, then game, uh-oh. You falling kinda fast, big ol'. Not that fast, that's classic, oh. Take my time and make it last. Find out just how fast it go. Say pause. We off, we on. Can't do without you, so won't be without you not too long. Never seen a you before, never met a me before. What we have is everlasting, meaning now to evermore. I promise to give you everything that you need and more. Tell me what you need is yours, just me. Sure. Had me a plus one and a plus two. My plus one had a plus one too. Shit got messy quickly, so I had to find something else to do. Got back with the old damn crew, but the whole damn crew had a plus one too. Glad we have what we have, cause I had me a plus one, now I have you.